This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission submits November 20 election report to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Deoba says universities should be free from politics and focus on academic study and research. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions as temperature drops across the country. And White House orders the release of thousands of documents on the murder of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in full for the first time. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has submitted a report with the November 20 election results to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia submitted the report yesterday to the President at a program organized in Sheetal Nivas. There is a provision that the Election Commission should submit a report with the final results of the federal and provincial elections to the President within 7 days of the announcement of the election results. On the occasion, President Bhandari expressed her happiness over the conclusion of the November 20 elections. The President also thanked all, including the Election Commission, security bodies, stakeholders and voters for their roles in conducting the election successfully. Likewise, the Election Commission yesterday separately submitted the election report to Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun and Prime Minister Sharbhadra Deoba. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Deoba has urged the universities to be free from politics and focus their attention on academic study and research. Addressing the 20th convocation ceremony of Kathmandu University at Dhulikhel of Kavri Palanchok yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said the university had been contributing to the country's economic and social development by producing skilled human resources. Prime Minister Deoba shared that it was a moment of pride as the graduates of the university had been serving at home and abroad by engaging with various organizations. A total of 1,699 students under various faculties graduated from the university in the convocation ceremony yesterday. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has inaugurated the 7th edition of Birat Expo and Industrial Trade Fair in the premises of Degree College, Biratnagar. On the occasion yesterday, President Bhandari said that such events like Expo help contribute to national economy through industrial development. The President also hoped that the fair would establish interrelations between the consumers and producers while contributing to market expansion of the productions. Organizer said a total of 361 stalls of domestic and foreign goods were kept in the expo. The government of Japan has decorated Nepali Congress senior leader and former speaker of the House of Representatives Ramchandra Paudel with the Grand Cordon of the Order of the Rising Sun. Japanese ambassador to Nepal Kikita Yutaka handed over the decoration, which was announced on 29 April 2020 to leader Paudel amidst a special function in Kathmandu yesterday. Paudel received the decoration on April 29, 2020 in recognition of his contributions towards strengthening the relationship between Japan and Nepal and promoting the interchange of members of parliaments of both the countries. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sharbhadra Deoba thanked senior leader Paudel for being honored and viewed that it was the honor to the country. Similarly, honor recipient leader Paudel expressed gratitude to the Emperor of Japan, Japanese government and citizens of Japan. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to adopt precautions as the cold has increased across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur appealed to all to remain alert considering the heightening risk of infection during the cold weather. As the mercury has started falling down continuously for some days, Senior citizens, chronic patients, children, expecting mothers are advised to observe special precautions. The ministry has also advised people to take warm food and water and suggested not to stay outdoors and in open areas for a long time. People are also urged to maintain proper ventilation while using heaters or geysers. Domestic flights were affected yesterday due to low visibility caused by thick fog in Tarai, Madhya Pradesh. According to the Trivani International Airport, flights were affected due to insufficient visibility at the airports except for Bhadrapur, Bokaro, Dhangadi, Surkhet and Tumlingtar. Trivani International Airport spokesperson Teknath Sitola said the domestic flights could be affected in airports in Tarai areas for a few more days due to low visibility. The government of Japan has offered decoration to senior leader of Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel. Well, we move to the further updates now. A total of 347 cases of violence against women and domestic violence were filed in the Women Commission since mid-July this year. Speaking at an interaction organized at the Central Office of the Women Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, Commission Deputy Secretary Jamila Bhattrai said the Bagmati province alone recorded 295 cases of violence against women. Meanwhile, Women Commission Chair Kamala Kumari Parajuli expressed that the commission would leave no stone unturned to book the culprits linked to cases of violence against women. Minister for Urban Development Meghmani Chaudhary has urged the Kathmandu Metropolitan City to pay special attention to the originality of the Kathmandu Valley while modernizing the city. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 28th Establishment Day of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City yesterday, Minister Chaudhary pledged support from the ministry to resolve the problems of garbage and sewage. On the occasion, Kathmandu Metropolis Mayor Balendra Shah said he was devoted to ensuring change in the metropolis as per the citizens' aspirations. Nepal is marking the International Migrants Day for a week by organizing various programs. Secretary at the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Ek Narayan Arial, said the main purpose of the celebration is to promote safe, secure and regular foreign labour migration and raise awareness among the stakeholders. At a news conference yesterday, Arial said Nepal is organising the events for a week from December 16 with the theme of skill, capital and knowledge, entrepreneurship, employment and national pride. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The White House has ordered the release of thousands of documents on the murder of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in full for the first time, with the publication of some 13,173 files online. The White House said more than 97% of records in the collection were now publicly available. No huge revelations are expected from the papers, but historians hope to learn more about the alleged assassination. Kennedy was shot during a visit to Dallas, Texas on 22nd November 1963. A 1992 law required the government to release all documents on the assassination by October 2017. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order authorizing the latest disclosure. Two people have been killed in a second day of Russian attacks on central Kherson recaptured by Ukraine last month. Heavy shelling on critical infrastructure in the port area left the entire city without power, according to the regional governor. The retreat of Russian forces from Kherson was one of Moscow's biggest setbacks since the February invasion. For weeks, it has targeted power facilities in Ukrainian cities. Millions of Ukrainians have been left without heating or power as winter temperatures have fallen below freezing. Shells reportedly landed 228 feet from the main administration building in Kherson City, officials said, a day after the building itself was badly damaged. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather will likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province Swan, Bagmati Province and Kentucky Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Election Commission submits November 20 election report to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says university should be free from politics and focus on academic study and research. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions as temperature drops across the country. And White House orders the release of thousands of documents on the murder of US President John F. Kennedy in full for the first time. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.